On this episode, it's the Argos Fancast Free Agency Frenzy Special. Off-season rolls along, I guess. It's the Argos Fancast. You can find us at Argos Fancast or anywhere you find your friendly neighborhood podcast. Just search Argos Fancast or find us directly on Spotify. They host us, so go to Spotify, search Argos Fancast, you'll find us there. I am Clay Chisholm. You can find me at All Kinds of Clay. And joining us, as always, he is our resident historian from ArgoFans.com. He is the VP of Football Operations, Will Gertler, MBA.
Hi, everybody. If you want to check my Twitter out, it's at ArgoFans, or join up at www.ArgoFans.com and discuss the offseason with like-minded CFL fans.
And from the Double Blue Order, Sir Douglas of House Ballinger, second of his name, Lord of Section 116, Warden of the South Side, and Protector of the Realm.
How's it going, everyone? You can find me on X for probably another 2 weeks, or Twitter. I shouldn't call it X. It's friggin' Twitter. Screw you, Elon. You can find me there probably for like another 2 weeks at DougB519. You can find me on Blue Sky, same handle, DougB519. You can find me on, you can find the Double Blue Order on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you want to go. And you can all, and we still have a merch store that's, thanks to free agency, kind of decimated right now. We got to come up with a whole bunch of new stuff, but if you're interested, we still got some stuff up, doublebluorder.ca.
And maybe we could, you know, adjust a couple colors and put something out there for Rider fans.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but I kind of don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, they got enough of their own merch.
Exactly. I don't. That's like trying to do that. That's a bloated market, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way I'm getting any market share off of that.
No. But we're back. It's been a while. Took a hiatus over Christmas and didn't really have anything to talk about until now. So we're back to talk about stuff because some stuff happened in Argoland.
Before we get to that though, we were supposed to do a show from the CFL Fans Fight Cancer event on the Saturday before Grey Cup. Problem was, the venue was just too freaking loud. We couldn't hear ourselves. We couldn't talk to each. We could barely talk to each other. It would have been basically, you would have just heard the din of everybody else shouting and talking, and us maybe like, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah. So yeah, and our equipment isn't up to par with some of the professional radio stations out there that can do it in venues like that.
Yeah, like we're not a professional outfit. We never claimed to be.
No, and anybody thinking that is drinking just right along
with us. You're drinking more than we are, I can tell you that much. And whatever you and if you're drinking more, and if you're whatever the hell you're drinking, please send some our way.
Yeah, and you know what, now that we're on that, before we get to free agency, that was a great event. I wish I could have stayed longer, but like, it was phenomenal. Like, so their goal was to raise $25,000.
Yeah, something like that.
And they were pushing 40 by the time everything was said and done.
It ended up being 40 in the end.
That's it. So CFL fans, for a local cancer society,
Wellwood Resource Center in Hamilton.
Yeah, in the Hammer, raised $40,000.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Thankfully,
hardworking crew.
Which included you.
Yeah, I was helping out with the auction, and as you, our listeners know, sacrificed one weekend by wearing a Ticat jersey.
Yeah, I think stuff like that is I know people have already talked about what they're going to do for individual fundraising things. I have to talk the details out with a Ticat friend of ours, but there may be a very bad duet of the Barbie Girl song at a tailgate this year.
Oh my god.
So my thinking on that was to have two pots. One, you put money in this pot for us not to sing, and the other one you put in for us to sing.
Well, just so you know, there's no chance in hell that one Mr. Ginger is going to not allow, or there's no way in hell Ginger is going to allow the not sing pot to win. Just saying right now.
Yeah. Still, I think it's a great way to make some money, and I have no. Even if it doesn't become a duet, I will do it on my own. I already committed to that, doing it on my own. It turned into a duet when it was discovered that I was going to do that, and somebody else thought it would be fun too. So, yeah. And then we our friend Adam decided to create a CFL Family Summit, he called it, with some Toronto fans and Hamilton fans. And that kind of snowballed and turned into another fundraising event for CFL Fans Fight Cancer, and spawned meetups in Vancouver, Edmonton, Regina, Ottawa,
Winnipeg,
and Winnipeg.
Yeah,
and
I even tried to join in from Florida for a few minutes.
And you miserable looking bastard, you.
Well, I had been working on 38 hours of no sleep at that point, so I was.
I mean, I know you had a right to be miserable, but you still looked like even more miserable than usual.
Oh, I wanted to be there with you beauties.
and that event, you know, for its humble beginnings, like a month ago, ended up raising $5,700.
That's what I hear.
Towards a goal of 40,000 this year.
Yeah, DBO plunked down 100, by the way.
So. Apparently we crashed the site donation site. Well, I was able to get in last night, but other people said that they couldn't.
Yeah, I got the DBOs in last night as well. So
yeah, everyone wants that bucket hat that Sue Bates is living off in that raffle.
Oh, that bucket hat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a picture of that.
I got too many bloody hats.
You can never have enough hats.
You never have enough hats because you lose. Half my Argo hats get sucked into some sort of vortex.
Well,
that does happen, right?
Yeah.
I have a limit on the number of hats that I can have in the house at any given time. So
you do?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife stops me from buying hats every now and then. I think I'm probably at, I got rid of some, so I'm probably at about 30 just in the closet upstairs alone. And then I've got some stashed other places too that she doesn't know about. So.
Well, That's
she does now.
Nah, she doesn't listen to the show.
Does so not she listen to the show, and she is working nights right now.
So there you go.
And Ginger, do not call my wife and tell her. I mean, I would do the same and call his wife and tell her about some stuff he does, but she'd probably go, yeah, I'm aware.
That's par for the course for him.
Does anything, do you think anything surprises her at this stage?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean the guy wore one of them T-Rex costumes last night.
I heard.
Yeah.
And it was probably epic.
When somebody asked what the dress code was, and the organizer said T-Rex costume, that was you knew it was happening right then and there. And the fact that he pulled it out right away and said, oh, yeah, okay, I'm on. I was not surprised at all that he had one. Nor was I surprised that he wore one. But that event went pretty well.
I think interesting. I mean, Silver Vance Fight Cancer has always done events throughout the year, but the major one was always the Grey Cup. But I think now what you're starting to see is the fact that, there's initiatives going on all over Canada throughout the season, which is great to see, because everybody's now sort of challenging each other to, okay, you know, Regina raised whatever it was, 24,000, 25,000, 2022, challenged Hamilton to raise more. Hamilton raised more, and now that's going to challenge Marcia and BC to beat that.
Yep. Doug, you were at the event last night.
That I was.
And they had some surprise guests, I hear.
That they did. Let's see. The first person that came in was Mike Hogan with John Murphy. Then we had Deveris Daniels and his lovely wife showed up as well. The great and illustrious Dave Naylor also showed up at the event as well. So nice. lots of interesting conversations all over the place there. So it was
it's good. Now, I haven't yet been able to touch base with anybody else, see who if any of the other teams got any big involvement like we did, but God, I hope this becomes a regular off-season thing. Because it just seems like fun, and I wish I could have been there. I really wish I could have been there.
Oh, I know. You were there in spirit with us, Clay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a bunch of other people that wanted to... There was a bunch of other people on both Toronto and Hamilton that wanted to come, and they got, the area we had that was, like... This was, like, a trial run, I guess. So it was, like, we didn't get that big of a place. So yeah. I mean, it's in the former Three Brewers location in the Village. They basically slapped a new coat of paint on it and said, hey, this is our brewery. Like I said, it's a good place. It's a really nice place. Go check it out. Left Field Brewery, it's called. They have that's actually really, really neat. One thing that I noticed is that you can control your own tab there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So basically on each table there's a QR code. You scan that code, now your phone is essentially your tab. So you can order okay. Almost self-serve ordering. So you order whatever the hell you want. They come within a minute or two with whatever the hell you ordered, except for the food, obviously. Ooh, food takes a little longer, but if you're ordering beer, it's like 2 minutes and it's there.
And you keep track of how much you're spending.
Yes.
Now, are they using both floors, or is it just the lower?
No, it was just the lower floor last night. The upper floor was for everybody else.
Okay, but no, but they are, the space does.
Yes.
Use both. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's just like the way Three Breweries was set up.
Okay.
It just seems a bit more open than it was before.
All right. Well, with that,
we got a lot of changes.
We got a lot of changes. But you know what? Let's start with a couple re-signings or extensions. And we even had Chad Kelly restructure his brand new contract to try and help make room. The first one that was announced early was Winton McManus extended his contract. Then we went ahead and extended Jonathan Jones. Brian Haralamina. I said that wrong. I know I did. I'm sorry, Brian.
Get Adam on the phone. He'll know.
Yeah. Extended Darius Sirocco. Then came some of the changes that everybody was a little bit up in arms about. Most people are. Yeah. Well, look, anytime it's a CFL, there's limited money to go around, and every year we're going to have some players going elsewhere, you know, because can't afford them, or, you know, circumstances are different. It's not like, I mean, everybody listening knows it's not like the, you know, it's the NFL where literally it's, all right, well, do you want to pay this person or do you not want to pay this person? In the CFL, you've got all kinds of other things going in there. You know, can you afford to pay this person? Do they want to be here? Is there a better financial fit for them somewhere else? Do they want to be closer to their family? You know, this and that. Well, the one of those decisions that they made at that point was to release Boris Beattie. Then they brought back Liram Harilahu as our kicker, and we've got Josh Haggerty as well as our punter for next year. Give him a little bit.
Yeah, so realistically, like that move there, like to me, Liram's no slouch.
No, he's not.
So, like I understand, like Boris the Boot was amazing here, right? And I get that. But I mean, like I said, like we've replaced him with a very competent kicker.
Yeah.
So. So looking at it from the team aspect, I'm like, okay, that's not bad.
And you go and you replace Boris Beattie, who circumstances based on, you know, when he entered the league meant he was an American player. Under the new rules, he would have qualified as an international, but he was grandfathered in, so he was technically an American as far as the rules go. And Harilau being a Canadian gives you a little bit of that ratio of flexibility there.
Yep.
Then we're back to re-signing people. Re-signed Dejan Brissett, extended Jack Kassar, extended DeMonte Coxey. Jonathan Jones as well.
Ryan Hunter. This contract.
Yep. Ryan Hunter re-signed. And we also extended Daniel Adebaboye.
Yeah.
And Sean Oakman as well.
Yeah. And let's not forget that, you know, unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to Curly Gittens Jr. You know, yep. They traded him to Edmonton for Jake Ceresna. Now, that's, I think Curly, you know, he had a rough 2023 with some injuries. Mm. And, you know, some would argue he never quite got on the same page with Chad Kelly. So he's going to go be reunited with McLeod Bethel Thompson in Edmonton. And I think between David Ungerer, Tommy Neild, and Dejan Brissett, the Argos are well set at Canadian receivers. And, you know, in Ceresna, the Argos are getting a player who, you know, had, you know, 12 sacks last year. Between him and Filar and Ermelade, we should still have a very good pass rush. And Ceresna helps mitigate some of the losses we had on our defensive line.
Yeah.
So I think all in all, it was a good trade. And looking forward to see what that Fund 4 does.
Yeah. So we'll just, and then we'll get into exactly what we did in free agency. Talk about who we lost first. So you mentioned the defensive line. We lost Brandon Barlow and Dwayne Hendricks. Both to Hamilton, you know, and we're replacing that with Jake Ceresna. We also had to release Thomas Costigan as well, who was he showed well in the little bits that he was in there for, but he wasn't a top of the rotation guy at this point. So there's that. Also on defense, we lost Jamal Peters. Traitor, he also went bastard. To Hamilton. From the sounds of it, it was, you know, he was wanted top money, and we didn't have that to offer him, so they let him go. On the offensive line, we lost Trayvon Tate, who, when we had our offensive line healthy, he was a backup. So we're just going to hope that everybody is healthy.
Yeah, we lost Darius Pickett to Ottawa.
Lost Darius Pickett to Ottawa. That was another one of those. He ended up being, I think he's one of the top DBs. As far as pay scale goes now in the league, and he deserved it. Or linebacker, whatever he's playing, but yeah. And then we also lost Javon Leak.
Edmonton's retooling pretty good right now.
Yep. And then the big one was AJ Ouellette.
Yeah.
But well, I mean, we loved him. He was fantastic. He was a great personality for the fans. He loved, you know. But it's a business, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he wanted more money. And the Argos had a plan. And it really feels like he was not necessarily in that plan.
No, but, I mean, from a football decision, I can get it. But from a non-football perspective, I do understand where people are upset.
Oh, yeah.
I do feel he's somebody that could have, you know, he's one of the on-field personalities who could have greatly assisted with the off-field rebuild.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's the unfortunate thing about this league right now, because everybody is, you know, on these one-year contracts.
Yeah.
And the how tight everybody is up. Like, it's not like you've got lower cap teams and higher cap. Everybody is at the cap. So there was really only a finite amount of money to go around. And, you know, unfortunately, it's the way the running backs are going now is,
yep.
You know, people are offering less and less for them.
And let's do put it in context for some people in our fan base who are worried. You know, we still have the CFL's most outstanding quarterback or most outstanding player, Chad Kelly. We have all five starters returning from the best offensive line in CFL, including a few backup players that were valuable on the line. Now, Sean Oakman coming back is very big, as is Deveris Daniels and DeMonte Coxey.
Yep. And the other thing too, I mean, if we're putting this in context, I don't have the stats exactly in front of me, but when you took out AJ Ouellette and put in Daniel Adebaboye, the rushing numbers per play were relatively the same.
Yeah.
You know, well, I think, you know, there's probably, you know, 15 or 20 plays out there that AJ Ouellette probably showed exactly why we had him here, exactly why everybody loved him, that maybe Daniel Adetoboye didn't get a chance to show that much out there. But, you know, it from stats wise, it looks like he is on the same progression as AJ Ouellette. You know, he's technically even slightly ahead of him, if you're looking stats wise. And he wasn't a slouch in there when he got put in there either. Like, you know, he could run through people too.
Yeah.
It just kind of got a little bit overshadowed by AJ Ouellette doing it and Andrew Harris doing
AJ AJ Ouellette, this blonde mullet.
Yep.
You know, the one loss that kind of does concern me is maybe Jamal Peters at boundary corner, because right now we expect the Quantes Diggers is going to be
NFL. Yeah, that's so the other one that I hadn't gotten to yet. Yeah, Quantes Diggers. Yeah. When he came up here, nobody expected him to make the roster. And he did. And then everybody kind of realized that, yeah, we need to keep this guy in the lineup.
Yeah.
And he showed exactly why, and ended up being Rookie of the Year. You know, what a fantastic thing to put on your resume to enter the NFL draft.
But yeah, but sort of here, if I could just expand on where sort of I'm a bit weary, Robertson Daniel hasn't signed anywhere yet. I mean, he could still, in theory, return to the Argos. We know Royce Metchie is probably going to be in at safety. Tavares McFadden is still around, so he can presumably play field corner spot.
Yep.
But sort of like, you know, Deshaun Amos, you know, did suffer a season-ending injury last year. So, you know, as long as his recovery is going well, I mean, that doesn't worry me as much. Mason Pierce will probably end up taking a spot. But yep. I'm just, you know, interested to see how he would do with a more expanded role and a full-time starting job. Because, I mean, he's another guy who just came into the lineup last year and played very well. And then in the wild, pardon? Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I thought you said something.
Nope.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. So the wild card I was going to say was Maurice Carnell IV. He came in 2022 and played very well, but then he got injured.
Yep.
And then, you know, we kept, okay, he'll be back mid-season, but then he never quite returns to the lineup.
No.
So
I think the recovery was taking a little bit longer.
Which I guess is fine because everybody was playing well. So, I mean, if he comes back healthy, I think we're okay. There's just, you know, I think a couple of ifs in that secondary that need to go our way for me to be less concerned.
Yep. And then we do have a couple guys coming in that can help out a little bit here. We did bring a younger guy from Winnipeg, very good on special teams, Kerfale Exume.
Yeah.
DB, and then we did sign Tunde Adeleke from Hamilton.
Yeah, Marshall Ferguson probably is in shambles.
it's another
Quincy Mauger from BC.
Yep.
Yeah, but it depends who they're going to want to throw into that Sam spot.
Yeah.
Could be Matchy, could be Delicay, could be Quincy Mauger.
Yep.
Or they signed it, the guy they signed from Winnipeg, I don't know. Malik Clements, I think, is more of the Will sideline backer.
Yeah.
But he's another intriguing guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of the Jonathan Jones now.
Yeah.
Because Jonathan Jones will probably be our starting middle linebacker.
Yeah. Jonathan Jones in the middle, and then you've got Winton McManus on the one Will side, and then, on the Will side. And, and then
Sam could be a training camp decision.
Yep. Yeah. Bring any, you know, massive people with fanfare. We did bring in a running back, in Kadeem Carey, who my guess is likely came in a little bit cheaper than he would have had he been healthy the last couple years.
Yeah. Jeez, if we got him for like inexpensive, that's a friggin' steal. Because Kadeem Carey's a very capable running back. I would dare say, like, he's, well, I know we're going to do a lot of comparisons here, but I would dare say he is just as good, if not better, than AJ.
Yeah.
Led the league in rushing years.
And he's a slightly different back than AJ, right? So I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to come in and hopefully help Daniel Adebaboye a little bit in just getting over that hump. I'm wondering if they're bringing him in much like the with the intention where they had Andrew Harris come in, where, you know, he was the guy, and then he kind of roomed AJ Ouellette to take over.
Carey's a bit younger.
Yeah, I understand that, but still. And then the other one, we've got Frank Sopik, a linebacker from Hamilton, and then Albert Awachi from Saskatchewan. And then the one that I'm super excited about is Deidrick Hansen, defensive lineman from Winnipeg, one of the biggest successes out of the global player route. And I think he's going to be a great rotation guy on that defensive line, and he's a fantastic special teams player.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to the Global Combine the 1 year, and he was there, and he was great to talk to. He was excited. He, you know, really wanted to be on this team. And he even told a story about him sleeping in the train stations because it just took that long to get to and from his home and practice. So we're definitely going to have to get him in and, you know, tell us some of the stories of his struggles trying to play tackle football in Europe. And then he went over and during one of the COVID years and won a championship in Poland, I believe it was. So and then we saw some other, you know, yeah, signings from other guys that you know, the free agency camps for stuff like that that they had coming in. We got a guy that you know, Will, you did mention needs to change his last name, Ladarius Hamilton. Is it defensive lineman?
Yeah, that isn't gonna fly here.
We got another what else do we get on that? Yeah, and then we got another DB, a couple DBs, Darius Joyner, Kerry Vincent, another running back, Kalon LeBourne. So it's you know, we've got a lot of guys, and they just keep churning this machine and keeping this team stocked. You know, they it really seems like they had a plan, and mm-hmm. you know, it's I want to put it akin to the way Calgary operated back when they were the perennial first place team in the West and competing for a Grey Cup.
Next man up every single time.
Yep. You know, and you know, everybody was wondering, well, you know, Winnipeg seems to have money to sign people. Well, they finally got priced out with some of their guys. They lost some people. They had to make some tough decisions. But I want to run the theory by you guys. Okay.
All right.
So I know a lot of times that players get about the same amount of living expense allowances across the league. Now, places like Toronto and Vancouver are a lot more expensive to live. They've proven they're about approximately 25 to 30% more, depending on the market.
Don't we know it?
And but they still get the same as a player playing out of Winnipeg, where you've got the lowest living expense. Right. So it's a little bit uneven there. But the other thing that I think that some of these teams in you know, northern Alberta, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg have over teams like Vancouver or teams like BC and Vancouver and Toronto, I want to say Ottawa a little bit, and Montreal for non-French speaking players, is I am of the belief that they have a list of endorsement contracts that they can just attach random players to supplement their income in these places like this. My only proof of this is complete hearsay and opinion based on things that I've seen. But I think that's how some of these places were able to keep some of these people a little bit longer than some other places. Like, there's no list of people lining up to have Argos endorse their product in Toronto.
No, fortunately not.
You know, there are far too many other options in this market.
Hmm.
You know, I would venture to guess that, you know, Vancouver is probably the same, that there's not a long list of people lining up, at least not yet. I'm on door out there just seems to be making things look better and better every year. But, you know, I think a place like Edmonton, they love their Eskimos there, right?
Swear
like,
jar.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn it. I thought I was going to be good with that name. And then I keep
another swear jar.
What?
I didn't say it again. But they love their elks out there, right?
They do.
Saskatchewan, they.
Hey.
You'd be hard pressed to find a non-Rider fan, at least willing to admit they're not a Rider fan out there.
They exist.
They exist. Oh, I've known people that were not Rider fans out there. People who were not football fans out there, but.
Oh, no, I in Vegas one time, we bumped into like an NFL-only douche from Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Yeah, those exist, but, you know, there's a lot more people that are not willing to admit they're not Rider fans out there because there are so many. You know, you go to Winnipeg, you know, the Jets left. They were the only game in town. They got really good all of a sudden. You know, the Jets came back. Jets are there still, but they're now basically one and the same. You know, and then you have the automatic, if you're a French-speaking player in Montreal, I guarantee there's going to be a company wanting you to help them out there.
Oh, definitely.
And Hamilton, they got their players hawking water heaters. Like, you know, they've got a smaller list, albeit they do have a list, right? Mm. I just don't think those things exist in places like Toronto. So those upsides and stuff like that have to come in some other way of providing a bonus to them.
Mm.
Which applies against the cap.
Yeah. So it's a little bit more difficult. You know, because we all know these players do supplement their income with whatever endorsement they can do. They allow them to do other things. At least they've gotten to a point now where they don't all have to have second jobs during the season.
Hmm.
But that's my theory. You know, so the method to Toronto's madness with the, you know, keep bringing in the younger guys and the younger guys and the younger guys and just, you know, when they get too much to be able to afford to keep A, B, and C, you have to make a choice, right?
Yeah, but I think it is worth mentioning that it is. I don't fault some people for questioning whether, you know, they can keep using this pipeline, if you will, to replace these guys. I mean, you're not going to hit on everybody.
No. Nope.
You know, I do have, I have confidence in our front office. Like that, I'm not questioning that at all. But I do understand where some of the worry does come from. Now, yeah. I mean, there were a few people on Twitter who were just completely over the top. But
yeah, and Facebook had those as well.
Yeah. But from a mild perspective, you know, the people who looked at it a bit mildly, I get it.
Yep.
But, you know, we do have one of the best front office groups in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact they're able to keep finding these guys left, right, and center. You know, there are some extremely good minds in that Argo front office.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to trust them. Now, and I do want to preface this. I wanted AJ to stay. 100%.
Me three.
You know, if they could have paid him, like, I understand they had their reasons, whatever, but I wanted AJ to stay. The dude was just amazing for this fan base. You know, I unfortunately, I think he's going to be a much better fit in Saskatchewan, but for the small town that Saskatchewan, you know, feel that they have, he is going to be in a fishbowl like he's never been before. So, but they already love him out there. So
I may need to break my own rule and put an old player on a current Argo jersey.
I still think you should get your... They should allow us to start putting, you know, our social media handles on these things with the at symbol or whatever. That would
they
be...
They don't allow that?
I know that.
No, I said they don't allow that.
They don't have the at symbol that they're allowed to put on, that they have to put on the jerseys. You have to go and do that.
I think we can get away with just the letters. I mean, I don't need the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I think the next, you know, normally I'm getting my own number and name on there. But I think the next jersey I'm going to get is going to say Fancast on the back.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think with turnover, it becomes hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really tough to. But, you know, it is where this league is at right now.
Mm-hmm. That's the sad part. Yeah.
There is a way out of it, but it's not quick.
It's not easy at all.
Not
quick. It's not easy. And you have to have the people in place to move it forward to eventually get that way. And fans don't have patience, but we have to be patient. So
I do want to, let's briefly, I know Doug's not going to like this, but let's do acknowledge that Simone Lawrence announced his retirement. And, you know, as Argo fans, we obviously did not like him over the years, but there's no doubting he made an impact with the Hamilton Tiger Cats in his time there. And by all accounts, is a great person in their community. So,
yeah.
All the best in retirement.
Yeah, and they're keeping him on as a fan ambassador. And, you know, their fans are going to love him for that. And we're going to still be able to hate him. So, silver lining, Doug, you can still hate him. Outwardly at games, because he'll probably be there and you can hate him there.
He still eats corn the long way.
You can still use that because he's still part of the team.
Mm.
So, you know, he didn't completely screw you over.
he still owes us dinner for the well.
He owes people cleats. He owes people a lot of things in Argo Land.
Mm.
He's welched on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. That's why the Simone Stux Eggs t-shirt's still up at doubleblueorder.ca.
But yeah, Simone had a great career, even if it was in those weird colors. Weird. Yeah. That, apart from that, I'm actually very confident with this Argos team going into training camp. That offensive line was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of guys coming back on defense. We had a lot of depth that we still have. So, I don't know. Despite the guys that we lost, are you guys confident in this team going into training camp?
Yeah. I mean, we were 16-2, which is something only one other team has ever done. And you know, we did, the Argos didn't get to their ultimate goal. I mean, that's not necessarily the fault of anybody on the who left, but you know, at the end of the day, you're not going to go 16-2 every year.
No, this year we're going to go 18-0.
1-0 every week.
Yep. Hey, well, no. So we're going to make that 20-0.
Yeah, 18-0 plus two.
Yeah. So 1-0 every week.
2% better every day.
Yep. Oh, I think that
it's oddly enough, it's a philosophy I'm trying to bring into my life.
It's not a bad philosophy. Like it.
No, it's not.
I think, okay, it is the last bit of business we have to get to now that the fan cast is back. We need the 3-minute warning.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes and you better make it good.
3 minutes and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes and we're out. Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Are you hearing it?
Based off of what we've seen the last little bit, I think it's time to bring back an old favorite. Time to bring back the best of face, bitch.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Okay.
So, for those of you who don't know, like if this is the first time you've heard this segment, I don't bring it out that often because there needs to be some good quality stuff behind it. But basically, I took this idea off my local rock station. He was a shock jock. He got fired because he's an idiot. And basically, they take, they took, past tense now, just random social media posts from his feed. In this case, that's what we're going to do here. I just took random stuff that I picked up. Pardon me, off of just random stuff I picked up off of Facebook. Now, once everything that's here is done completely anonymous, so that is to alleviate the amount of butthurt that is already very well existing on said platform. And thankfully, since podcasts are not regulated by the Canadian Radio and Telecommunications Commission, any posts that are in all caps under those rules would have had to have been shouted at the top of my lungs. Thankfully, since we aren't. And thankfully, since we are not regulated by the CRTC, I don't have to do that. So to spare both of my co-hosts hearing, thankfully, that's not a requirement. Now with all that preamble out of the way, we ready to go on this?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's begin. First one. I suspect it was Kelly's fat payday that had a lot to do with this. Either way, it's a terrible move that is going to come back to haunt them.
What is upset at AJ Willett going somewhere else?
Maybe.
Did I get it right, Alex?
Probably. Next one. People, it's February. Calm down. If we start the year 0-9, start your rants. It's not even February 13th yet, for Pete's sake.
Yes, she's better, right?
Next one. Argo's regressing big time. Stupid move, almost Toronto Maple Leaf-like.
We win championships.
That's the, yeah, how many times? Yeah.
Our Leafs, gonna, though.
Leafs can't even get out of a playoff round, for Christ's sake.
They scored 9 goals yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Another hat trick for Austin Matthews. But we're not a Leaf podcast. We're an Argo podcast. So,
yeah.
As much as we love to see the bigger entity in the evil empire do well, bring back football. Anyway, next one. Wow, Farhan, is that all our city can afford? $150,000? What an organization. I guess we should join the NFL.
Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense.
Exactly. That's why I put it.
Now, for anybody who didn't read that tweet, Farhan put out that sources have told him that the Argos said it was they were willing to go up to 150 for AJ, and they said if you want more, test the market. That was the backstory behind that one, but does this person understand how there is an actual difference between what they're paid in the NFL and what they're paid in the CFL?
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where John Madden and Pat Summerall were guests and the bus drove up and it was Vincent Price driving the bus and Madden just said that doesn't even make a lick of sense.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Anyway, next one. It's a bad day for Argos fans. Bye, AJ. What is Pinball thinking? I'm not renewing my season's tickets. Guess what, Sunshine? You already did because the renewal deadline was back in November.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Good riddance.
Good luck trying to stop payment on those from MLSE because you ain't going to win. Next one. I'm starting to think the Argos had problems in the dressing room, and that's why they lost the EF. Happy players don't leave.
What?
People were trying to suggest there's locker room trouble. Nobody brought this up, of course, until free agency.
Yep.
Next one. So who's going to be RB1 now? Chad Kelly going to be yeeting the ball a lot more. Awesome. We even Kadeem Carey now, too.
We even got Deonta McMahon re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
For extended.
Yep. And so I think, he's... Deonta McMahon's probably going to be one of our returners. I think there's another wide receiver they signed that has got a great background for returning kicks as well. So.
Garver?
No, I think, wasn't it Bidette?
I can't. No, it was some American. I can't find the mention that Ben mentioned that he was good at returning the ball. So it was one of the American receivers that the free agent camp signings, I think.
All right. Anyway, moving on. Next one. It's hard to have faith right now in management, and that's spelled incorrectly. But remember, this management got us a championship and a great regular season last year. I still have faith they will put together a great team this year. Go Argos.
Huh.
A little bit of sense.
I thought this was best of face pitch. That was a somewhat logical.
There's you gotta throw in a little bit of sensibility here. Trust me, I don't have a lot left. I only picked like 11 of them. There could have been like a lot more. But anyway, next one. Now, to be fair, this one I picked because it was spot on what I was thinking. I have never been so ashamed of my Argo fan base as I have been these past 2 days. These comments are just pathetic. Yeah, we lost guys to free agency. It happens. Players leave teams in every sport for many reasons. Hell, Andrew LeHarris left the BC Lions. Were Lions fans acting this pathetic when it happened? Doubt it. All you Argo fans were not crapping on the Bombers and Harris left them to come here. How about Eugene Lewis leaving Montreal for Edmonton? Did Owls fans act as pathetic as so many in this group are acting now? I'm actually happy to hear some are not renewing your season's tickets over us. We don't need this kind of energy at BMO. Grow up.
Was that our friend?
I'll leave you to figure that out.
Yeah. It's well said.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And finally, the last one. Like I said, I wanted to keep this relatively short because I know the 3 minute warning usually lasts 21 minutes. NFL clock. Anyway, last one. And finally, my wife left me and entered free agency. She left me for a Riders fan. Thanks, pinball. Hashtag blame pinball.
First of all,
here we go.
Hashtags don't work on Facebook.
No. They don't, but whatever. No one told him that.
Second of all, that's funny.
That's why I put it in there, because I thought it was hilarious.
So... Oh, and we haven't even checked in on Anton.
That's right. We haven't checked in on it. Well, he hasn't really said much, has he?
You know, he's still, from what I've seen, he's been not entirely happy with everything, but he's in the same belief as us, right? But I did pull up a couple of his responses in free agency. That actually wasn't really free, just what's happened in the last week. So the Simone Lawrence retirement, he responded, "Today we look great for an old man." And the other one that he responded to that I thought was pretty good was the Ladarius Hamilton signing. The first thing he did was send out a link to the name change form for Ontario. That's about exactly what you got to do. So, yep. And then he had a bunch of gifts that he responded to people as. So, like normal.
Yeah. So. although we did have his Twitter anniversary recently. Well, I say recently. It was like a few weeks. It was like almost a month ago.
Did he celebrate with Yak Milk?
Oh, probably. Yak Milk and vodka. Ain't nothing wrong with that. See if we can get some. Have like a Kazakh day. At the tailgate. Like just
Our neighbor here is Kazakh. You can ask him.
Ask him. Ask him what they would serve at parties and stuff like that.
Okay.
Traditional Kazakh food that we can find in North America.
That isn't too difficult to cook up. that doesn't require like special equipment that we had to import. That's like Soviet surplus.
I pay import duties.
Yeah. So we
need to find that and have an unofficial Kazakh day.
So for his Twitterversary, he's got Thai cats suck. Works in any language. Universal.
Yep.
Not wrong.
Nope.
Oh yeah. All right.
Well,
that's the 3 minute warning and oddly record time.
Well, I guess that does it for the the first show of the new season, I guess. Because we're leading up. We'll do a few more shows before training camp goes, but we're not going to be regularly every week, but we'll do a couple more.
It'll be our usual schedule, so like once a month.
Yeah, once a month, and we'll try and figure out some fun things to do for our shows in the next couple months leading up to training camp, which, dear God, is only in like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. University of Guelph in May.
Yeah. All right. Well, that does it for the Argos Fancast this week. Doug, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter for probably at least another week or so at DougB519. You can find me on Blue Sky at the same address. You can find the Double Blue Order on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just go and have a look. We also have a merchandise store up. Go take a look at it. I know there's not a lot in there right now, but we're going to have to come up with some new ideas. And that'll be at doubleblueorder.ca.
And Will, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at ArgoFans or at www.argofans.com.
And I am Clay Chisholm. You can find me at All Kinds of Clay. You can find the Argos Fancast at Argos Fancast or anywhere you find your friendly neighborhood podcast. Just search Argos Fancast. Specifically, Spotify. Go directly there. There hosts us. So go look up Argos Fancast on Spotify. Subscribe. Do all that stuff. And listen to our show. That does it for the Argos Fancast this week. We'll be back in a little bit with some more Argos news for you. Happy off-season.